What's up, everyone? It's your girl Erica, and I'm back with another She's Fearless podcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It's raining outside where I'm at, but hey, I love the rain, so I'm happy. I'm fine with it. I'm glad that it's not snow or ice that we've been getting. Seem like every week we've been getting like a snowstorm, or you know, it's been like ice or whatever, but I'm glad that it's warming up, and you know, I'm all here for it, you know. So today I want to talk to you about don't look back. Don't look back. Now, we all have remnants about the good old days, how things used to be. We reminisce about our childhood and all that we experienced growing up. We also talk about our past relationships, whether they were good or bad. We talk about our past mistakes, our failures, about past family memories, especially if it's concerning a loved one who may have passed on. We tend to think back and to talk about those memories of that person we have lost. If you're old, you look back and you think back on your younger days and all the things that you did back in the day. No matter who you are, how old you are, we all have done it. We've all reminisced. We've looked back at the past. And it's okay to sometimes reminisce, to look back and laugh or find pleasure in a fond memory, to look back and think about how far God has brought you, to see how much you have changed for the better. But there are times we look back and long for those times, those things, those relationships, you know, etc. Things that God was not pleased with. Maybe it was a sinful thing you were doing. Maybe it was a bad attitude. Maybe you used to, you know, struggle with insecurity. Maybe you used to hang out with the wrong crowd. You had, you know, a private spirit, or, you know, you cut people with your words. You were not nice with your words. You spoke words that were very harmful and mean, and or, you know, whatever it is, that thing that has you looking back instead of looking and moving forward. God is saying, don't look back. And that brings me to a story in the Bible. It's in Genesis, I think it's in chapter 19, where it's a story of God destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, these two cities were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. So the Lord had already informed Abraham what he was going to do, that he was going to destroy these two cities because of the wickedness that was going on, because of the sinning that they were doing. But Lot, who was the nephew of Abraham, he lived near the city of Sodom. So he knew exactly what was going on at Sodom and Gomorrah. And probably, you know, who knows, he was probably partaking in some of these things. So when Lot found out, these angels came and told Lot that God was going to destroy these two cities, and that he was told that he needed to leave, him and his family needed to leave where they were at and to do it quickly. And to not, to look back, they was told, don't look back. So Lot and his family did exactly what they were told to do. And when they was heading to the town called Zorah, so they went to this town called Zorah, and by the time they got to this town, the Bible says that the Lord rained down on these two cities, burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. So just when Lot and his family, and I know Abraham left too, and his family left, God had rained down burning sulfur on these two cities. But unfortunately, Lot's wife did what she was told not to do. They were told to leave where they were at and to go away and to not to look back. They was told, do not look back. And unfortunately, Lot's wife did that very thing. She looked back and she instantly became a pillar of salt. Why did she look back? You know, there could be many reasons why she looked back. You know, she was clinging to the past. She was unwilling to turn completely away. And she was longing for what was she left behind. The very thing that she was told to leave, to walk away from, to not to look at, she turned back to. We ourselves can do exactly what Lot's wife did. The very thing God told us to leave, the very thing God told us to walk away from, the very thing God told us not to look at, we did it anyway. We look back because, just like Lot's wife, we were clinging to the past. You see, the devil is, he would try to trick us, making us think that we're missing out on something. That we're missing out on something good. That what we were doing was fun. Saying that, you know, our behavior, how maybe our behavior was not pleasing to God, and he'll make you feel like, you know, that your behavior wasn't that bad. He will deceive you to make you think you have more fun back then than what you have now. He would plant fear into you, making you afraid to move forward so that you will continue to look back. He will make you think that what is up ahead is worse than where you came from. That's how the devil is. He'll make you think, and he would trick you, and he will deceive you, just like he did with Eve. He tricked her and he deceived her to make her think that, you know, eating from that tree that God told them not to do would be okay. And that's what he does. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. But we need not to believe anything that comes from his mouth. If God told you to leave and to not to look back, then we need to obey what God is telling us to do. Don't be like Lot's wife. You see what happened to her. She instantly turned into a pillar of salt. Because why? Because she disobeyed God. Because she was clinging to what was. Maybe she was reminiscing about their past life or how it used to be when they lived close to Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe she felt like she was going to miss all that was going on. You know, maybe she felt like, man, you know, maybe she wanted to go back. Maybe she felt the urge or longing to want to go back. Or maybe she just wanted to take a look at what she was leaving behind. I don't know. But they were told not to look back. And so many times me, have looked back on our past, sometimes longing for what used to be. But God is saying, don't look back. Now, is it worth risking or losing your life? Is it worth disobeying God? Let go of whatever God is telling you to let go of, whether it's sin, a relationship. Because sometimes, like, when you get into a relationship, it's hard. When you're in love with someone, it's hard to let go because you love that person and you don't want to let go of that person. And especially if you've been with that person for a very long time, but you know that that relationship is, you know, that you need to let go of that person. And sometimes it is hard, especially when you're married and you're going through a divorce and you desperately want to cling on to that relationship. Sometimes when you are divorced or you look back at how it used to be, like, man, you know, I remember when we did this or I remember when we first got married or how we, you know, we always reminisce how it used to be. You know, whether it's, you know, maybe God is telling you to let go of this unforgiveness and grasp onto forgiving, walking in forgiveness. You know, letting go of a bad attitude, your pride. All we need to do is to let it go, to walk away, and don't look back. Especially when it comes to things that are not pleasing to God. Like I said, maybe we have a prideful spirit. Maybe we've been living in sin and we feel like, I'm enjoying this. You know, I don't want to give up this life, you know, because sometimes, like, people don't want to give up what they're doing because they feel like the life of being a Christian is boring and you can't do this and so many rules and regulations. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't wear this, you can't, like, and they want to do what they want to do. They want to continue to do what they want to do, even though they may know God is not pleased with their lifestyle or God is not happy with how they behave or what they say. We need to learn how to let go of our old ways and to cling on to what pleases God. And we need to learn, and even if you're having a hard time, pray and ask God and tell God, say, God, like, I'm really having a difficult time in letting this go. Like, I long for my old life. I long to hang out with this certain crowd of people that God has told you to let go of, to walk away from, to not to go back to that type of living, that lifestyle. And I truly believe that if we turn to God and ask God to help you to let go, to walk away from it, then God is going to give you the strength to do that. He's going to give you what you need in order for you not to look back. And so I urge you to pray that prayer. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. Doesn't have to be like, you know, just something crazy. Just a simple prayer. Don't be like Lot's wife, where she looked back, longing for what was, clinging on to the past, not willing to leave what God has told them to leave behind. Like, we don't know what our future is going to be, and sometimes that can be very scary, where we're so familiar with what used to be and how it used to, you know, be, and so, like, moving forward and not looking back to how it used to be, it can be scary. And sometimes it's comfortable doing what we used to do. But God is calling us higher. He's calling us to a better life. He's calling us to be more like Him, and we need to represent Him in the best way possible. So if God is telling you to walk away, to let it go, to don't look back, trust Him that He knows what He's doing and that He has a plan for you, for your life. And I pray that you would not look back, but you would cling on to what is true. And you would cling on to what God wants you to do. Well, that is it for today. I hope you were blessed by this podcast. And I pray for you. I love you guys. And until next time, have a blessed day. Peace.